Hey guys, welcome to Relentless Phoenix Podcast. I am your host, Yane, aka Yaya, with another episode. I hope everyone is doing well. I am your mindset life coach. I am your inspirational speaker. I am your mom in your back pocket, your friend indeed, but most importantly, I am a human on the same journey as you, hoping to share stories, testimonies, insights, and give you a lot of wisdom along the way. On this podcast, we're going to be going deep into why I'm starting this podcast to begin with. I have already explained who I am, why my passion is to help individuals about my business, and now I want to go into why I started my podcast. And for the exact reason why I explained before, I'm going to explain again. I believe that helping individuals one human at a time is my mantra. I do believe that we can gain a lot of resilience and mental clarity along the way and empowerment along the way by sharing our stories. And I share my stories and have been comfortable with sharing my stories because I feel like there is a need for us to all do so in order for us to grow within each other. I used to believe that my stories was an isolated event. My journey was an isolated event, like it was a one-off. I was abused, manipulated, mistreated, misunderstood, bullied, everything you can imagine when I was younger up until college. So needless to say, I definitely have a great deal of empathy for you guys and a great deal of empathy for this world. But the most important thing that we're missing is resilience to pick ourselves up. Emotional resilience is all about adapting to life situations so we can move forward ahead and really tackle what we have to tackle one situation at a time. And I started my podcast because I wanted to reach out to more humans. I wanted to create an impact that couldn't be destroyed. It couldn't be tampered with. You hear my voice and it's going from my voice to your ears. And that's really important to me. Technology is a lot, and I hope that every time I come on here that you're willing to gain a nugget of life experience that I have divulged here and use that for your own good. And I definitely believe that starting a podcast to reach many other humans is doing that job. And if you like what I have to say before I continue, please subscribe to my channel in hopes that y'all can follow me again and gain more wisdom and insight. So let's go in again. I truly believe that the human well-being is very distracted. And we're always looking from the outside, looking in, or we're just looking on the outside in general and never looking in. And we get distracted about what is going on in this world and not really focusing on what's best for us. And when we do that, we lose sight of that this is only for our human existence to experience certain things so we can grow and we can learn. But all the growth that we need to learn from the human experiences start with our perception and how we see this world. And I often wonder why we look so much on the outside for that validation when everything, like I said before, needs to be on the inside. And that is why I started this podcast, so we can focus on the inside versus being external, looking on outside for things that is not going to matter when you're 6 feet under. What's really going to matter is what you give back to this world, not your titles or your PhDs or whatever have you. What matters is what's on the inside. When someone speaks about who you were, what will they say? What would they speak about? And that's the most important thing. But why do we look on the outside? Why do we care about the trends that's going on in this world? Why do we seek validation for the things that we need? And the question is the answer is more complex than the question. The question is very simple. Why do we look on the outside? But the answer is more complex than that. But the simple reason is that we lack a lot of education and knowing how to perceive this world and how to interpret this world.
Oh my goodness.
So let's dive right on in. So I started this podcast because I wanted to reach out to more humans. I wanted to create an impact which couldn't have happened any other way in a traditional sense. I do believe that when we share our stories on a podcast or on any interview, that we have individuals that listen and that wouldn't otherwise listen because we're too far away. So having a podcast connects with a lot of individuals that I wouldn't initially connect with as a client or a customer of mine or anything of that sort. So to have a podcast, I'm reaching out to more audience. I'm reaching out to those that actually need life spoken over them in a positive way. So that's what my podcast is all about. And I truly believe that human well-being is sought out from the outside, but we have to understand that our human experiences are just that, experiences that we have to go through in order to cultivate an understanding, in order to cultivate resilience within ourselves and mental clarity that we need in order to grow. And some of us has definitely forgot about that. Some of us has definitely looked from the outside and then wonder why we're not being fulfilled, wonder why the void constantly is leaking at the bottom of their hearts or leaking from their eyes, the cries that they have. So we often wonder why we're so much in pain, because we're looking for outside validation that's not going to fulfill us or is have a lot of substance to it in order for us to grow the way we want to grow in this world. And that's happy and healthy, of course. But why? But why do we look on the outside? I often wonder that. Why do we seek validation from the outside world? Why do we have to be so okay with what everybody has to say about us and want to change and fit in? And we all do it. Everyone do it. Everyone do it in some type of degree, try to fit into this world. And we can say that we're authentic enough, but even our perceptions has been damaged by either our parents' way of thinking that has been put on us, the government, Hollywood, media. It just depends on who you're around that has been putting their own perceptions into you. Our thoughts are not our own half the time. It's really based on how we was raised, our doctrine, our environment. So half the time we don't even know if what we're thinking is actually coming from us or coming from an external forces, because we have been so much reliant on external forces instead of internal forces. So when I am creating this podcast, I always have that in mind that I need to interrupt that thought process and challenge some of those thoughts that you guys have, including me. Once again, I'm not a hero. I am just a humble servant. And we're all on this way in this journey of trying to figure out these different struggles that we have and learning how to understand it and adapt to it. Because like I said before, that's what emotional resilience is about. Adapting to our life circumstances to grow and learn. So I'm here to say that I've been through some of those things and I want to work with you guys on that, is podcasts or my clients or my customers, because I am an author. Just a little advertisement. I do have a book called Manifest Your Canvas. It's on Amazon. It's a great read. It's a self-help book about emotional resilience and mental clarity and how to cultivate understanding externally, internally, so you can adapt and move forward in life. I also have tips and tricks in there that I use in my daily life, including right now, in order to, you know, promote the healthy lifestyle and healthy and mental environment that I wish to see in myself in this world. So definitely go take a look at that and gander upon it and buy it, if you will. Support your girl. It's called Manifest Your Canvas on Amazon. It's a great, great read. But, you know, back to this episode. I just had to put that in there just a little bit. But yeah, the reason why we look on the outside of us is due to a lack of education and understanding of how the world works. I'm not saying that we're stupid. All I'm saying is, as a human existence, we're taught to think a certain way. We're taught to pay attention to certain things that does not grow us or shape us into the best self that we can possibly do. Where we have a lack of education that we need, spiritual education that we need inside of us to really promote that healthy well-being that I believe we all have. And we get distracted by those that we would look up to. And Needless to say, half of those are fake leaders. Half of those don't know what really to do. They just have credibility, and then we feel like we can learn from them because of that credibility, but they don't. They haven't probably put in the work in order for you to see the fruits of their labor of the things that they said. But I'm here to tell you that, you know, use every ounce of information, including mine, with a grain of salt. But just like there are others podcasts around, there are good ones. They're just like there are bad humans. And I won't say bad like that, but we all great. We have great areas within us. But I would say not so great and great humans in this world. That we balance out. So I'm just saying that, you know, I create this podcast so you can have another way of thinking about certain situations and not be so convoluted with other things that are going around you. I am just interrupting your thought process just for a moment, giving you another way to perceive certain situations that you go through. And there's nothing wrong with that, of gaining a lot of understanding from different perspectives. That's how the world works anyway, or I should say it sure works that way. We should gain perspective from everyone and then come with our own conclusion on how we feel authentically. You know, it should work that way. But anyway, the lack of education has definitely been a hindrance on us. And we never was taught to have to take care of our own mental faculties. We were not taught how to do that. We was taught how to jump off a cliff, but was not taught how to swim in the ocean filled with sharks. We weren't taught that. Never were we taught how to do self-care or self-love. We were never taught that. The human body is like a mechanism, and it's like engineering. Like, it's all about science. It really is. Our human existence, our human body is a strong mechanism, and we embody science. Everything about us is science, especially quantum physics. Everything about us is science driven. So when it comes down to being distracted on what's the truth and what's not the truth, like I said, it always comes within. Take everything you say with a grain, everything you see and hear, all our five senses, take it with a grain of salt. And that's what I'm strongly advising everyone to do. Take everything with a grain of salt and pay attention to the world and how it works. And when our bodies, when you think of our bodies as a temple or a mechanism or science, you know, I go into like this analogy that we are the CEO of our body. We lead our lifestyle the way we see fit based on the world around us. And our mental well-being sometimes comes at a disadvantage when it comes to living our body how we see fit. Or if we're paying attention to science, then we are on the realm of the basic part of science of what we're here for. And we get too distracted on that when we have so much consciousness. We're not just a mating season. So we're not just a mating season, but we're not like the lions or everybody in the jungle that are have this mating season, and we just have to go into filling that into our nature. We're full of consciousness. So, you know, we have to understand how the world works, what we're perceiving, and understand that sometimes we can't get distracted. And that's where, you know, podcasts like me or how I'm creating them, and podcasts like others and how they're creating them, is just one of those peek behind the curtain type of things on how you should see the world and how you should understand it and move about the world. You know, I have spoken a great deal of I had to grow up quicker than my age in order to keep moving forward in the way I needed to respond to the world. And I gained a lot of wisdom early on. A lot of individuals don't have that fortitude to do that. So we have podcasts and different things like that to show that the world is not what it seems like, and open your eyes to where it can possibly be and not be distracted by those you think should know how the world operates. No one really knows how the world operates. No human does. And if they do, it's not from us. It's not from us that gave that answer on how this world works. I can rest assured. This is not, humans does not know how this world operates. But we do try. Podcasts, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, helping out with charitable donations and different things like that. You know, the list goes on and on that we try to do that. So, you know, I'm just one of those that try to help out in that way. You know, we can be science driven, like I said, when it comes to who we are, but we have so much consciousness that we have not tapped into, and we're beyond just procreating. We're beyond, you know, the distractions of this world, because we have a job to do, and we're not spiritually bound yet, all of us, to understand what that job is past just this 3D realm. And that's why I have, once again, why I have my podcast, in order to have y'all understand that all of this is just an experience. We're coming back. All of this is just an experience. All of this is just an experience that we have to go through to learn so we can reach the next dimension. And my podcast will illuminate a lot of that so y'all can grow in the way y'all meant to grow. And it's not saying that y'all not growing yet, because I have seen definitely a change from when I was little to now, that y'all, we are going in a direction of being open-minded, not being woke, none of that stuff. not the woke gens, no, not that, but being self-aware and adaptable and asking questions. And I want to be there to ask those same questions so we can keep moving in the right direction, because we owe ourselves that. And let me ask you a question. What happens if you was blatantly told to ignore a situation? Well, I would say you'll be alerted now to why you have to ignore a situation. That's not how the world works, though. The world is very superficial with how to get you to be distracted. You know, a little whisper here, a little rumor here, a little image on TV here, a bit of a propaganda here sprinkled in between. And now all of a sudden, you're thinking something that you probably originally didn't think about if it wasn't brought to your attention. And that is what I'm referring to when it comes down to our perceptions and our influences and how our body works and how science works. And we have to understand all these things about how we maneuver and adapt in this world. And it's really important. The way you think is important, how your mind process information, how you reflect, how you react. Everything is not so much mechanical in a way, but part of it is all chemicals in the brain and your body and the nervous system. All of it, like I said, is science. But at the end of the day, in order to understand how we operate, we do have to understand that none of this is real. And that's probably a shocker to some of you guys, but we have to definitely understand all of this. And my podcast is just illuminating some of those things that we can tie together to make a little bit of sense, because some of us just don't know what is real and what's not real, right? Some of us don't know what's real and what's not real. Some of us think that we are living an honest reality. And part of me feel like the Matrix. You know, that reminds me of that Matrix. I'm sure we all know what the Matrix is. And I believe that's what we are, programmed. And we are programmed to feel a certain way, to respond in a certain manner. And if what is abnormal go against the grain, then now all of a sudden there's an issue, good or bad. Once again, if someone tells you don't look at a certain situation, you're going to wonder why you don't want to look at it, right? And then makes you wonder, right? It makes you really wonder. And then you go, because as humans, we are curious. So we go and we look, and sometimes it may be a bad thing or maybe a good thing. And you're often wondering why they didn't want you to look at it to begin with. That's what I mean. That we have to challenge those things that are in this world and understand the good and bad of it and make your own decision in response to those good and bad things in this world. And I'm just one of those humans that are going to illuminate certain things in this world that we should pay attention to or we should question. There's nothing wrong with that. But if someone's trying to shut you up on trying to question something to get a better understanding, then that begs the question of why. And I love asking my whys because it really is the principle of the matter. Why do I have to not pay attention to this? What is so crazy about this that you don't want me to pay attention to? And we have to figure that out. And if you do give me an answer, then I have to question that answer. Is it valid enough? Did it answer my question on why I don't want to pay attention? And sometimes it doesn't, especially if they don't want you to pay attention to it. It doesn't. It doesn't at all. And that's my podcast. My podcast is all about emotional resilience, all about mental clarity. And it's all about answering those questions, those tough questions, and asking those tough questions and getting a response that we all, as humans, our basic needs is being aware and self-aware so you can make the best judgment possible. And some of us like to hide that. We like to hide it. And I, for one, am not afraid of that because if I can't get the answers that I need, then that's a problem. Why are you hiding it? Why are you hiding it? And that's what my podcast is. Because I like to challenge everyone, though, it's even in my life coaching business, those that are looking and know I had you as a client, you knew that. I like to challenge your thought process. Why do you feel the way you feel? And challenge that. And I'm always going to keep challenging. And this is just helping, you know, me do it in a grand scale because now I got a wider audience that we all can collectively challenge things and see where that gets us. And we all deserve that. We all deserve that. We all deserve that. I get tongue-tied, guys. We all deserve to get our questions answered, all of us. And we have to recognize that when it's there, we do. And we have to be careful of who speaks to us as well. You know, we are energy and we can, you know, be trapped or go towards certain energies. And we have to be careful of who we invite around us as well and those negative thought processes, because when you are around others that are toxic, it can rub you the wrong way and it can pour onto you. So just trying to be careful of who's around you, who's speaking, you know, and just have that understanding is a great, great thing for all of us. And my podcast is going to illuminate some of that too. And just suggest you think about it. I'm giving you an alternative perspective. That's why I tell my clients. I'm going to give you an alternative perspective on how to see this. And you tell me how you feel about it. And I present facts and evidence. And we're going to challenge it together. And let me know how you feel about that, guys. You know, are you one to just go against the grain? Or are you one to just move along? Just like the clouds, whatever way the wind blows, and whatever way you have to move, you just move. I like to think that as humans, we don't do that. I like to think as humans that we have the ability to learn, grow, and question a lot of things. And there's some humans, I know you're thinking right now, well, there's some individuals who don't really care about the truth. Well, that's them. And sometimes ignorance is bliss for them. But if you're trying to grow and you're trying to educate yourself and you're trying to reach the fourth dimension and you're trying to really build mind, body, and spirit, then you're going to ask those questions and you're going to get those answers, even if it went against your perspective, because you're willing to grow in who you are. Your perspective is just based on a momentary moment. Because we live day to day, we live from minute to minute. So our moment, our perspective on how we see things can change. And you have to be open-minded to that change. We can't get stagnant and where we at in this world, because we're not going to grow. We're not going to grow. So having a podcast like mine's and just like everyone else's, once again, we're all doing this together, is really illuminating that. One of the podcasts that I watch is Keenan Reacts. You know, he's on it, you know, and we have to have more podcasters like that who's really on situations that are meaningful and that are important to our survival and how we think. And our survival is just not physical survival, but being 6 feet under, but also our thought process, our mental in our mental capabilities and our how we take on information is important. We need to learn and grow, and that's what my podcast is about. And I hope you guys are with me with it. I hope you guys can learn something from me and definitely move forward in trying to grow one human at a time with me. And if you like what I have to say, please subscribe. Please visit my website, yaneesneed.com. Please visit my social media handles. That's going to be in the description below. I enjoy, you know, listening to you guys as my clients. I enjoy y'all messages on my social media sites. I appreciate you guys. Salute to everyone, kings and queens. Have another blessed day. And definitely forgive yourself, show grace, and also build your resilience for the next fight. Peace out, guys. Thank you.